Welcome to Gender, A Wider Lens exclusive content. If you're a free listener, what you're about to hear is a preview of a bonus episode for our paid Substack subscribers.
If you'd like to hear the rest, go to widerlenspod.com and sign up for any of our paid membership options.
And to all of our premium and founding member subscribers, thank you for the support.
And here's the bonus conversation.
All right, so we are back here with Carrie Mendoza, who we spoke to in our full episode about, you know, hospital bureaucracy and what it's like at community mental health versus a teaching hospital or a research hospital. And also, you know, you've talked a lot about the opioid crisis that you lived and worked through and how many similarities are there. I wonder, what should we touch on here? Because there was a lot from the conversation that was interesting. And we started getting into the fact that, like, at your hospital, there are some politically polarizing issues. You work in, I guess, like an urban setting in Chicago. Is that right to say? But gender is not as big of a topic there. Whereas, like, if you're in San Francisco or Los Angeles, I'm sure gender is a huge topic on everyone's mind. So what are some of the, like, kind of issues that come up in community mental health that seems a lot more practical and grounded, I guess, for lack of a better term?
Yeah, well, again, good reminder that, I mean, emergency medicine, you know, is local, obviously, you know, so like some places I've worked, you know, say they're a level one trauma center. Well, the way that system works, you get shuttled, you know, the gunshots, all of that kind of stuff. So you're just, the hospitals, the ER is sort of designed that way. You're going to see more of that stuff. Again, one hospital I worked at that I don't any longer, it was in, served one of the catchment area was the gay and trans community. So we just had more issues. This was pre-COVID related to, you know, say like HIV prophylaxis or concerns about HIV or, you know, different things like that. Whereas some of the other places I've worked at, you know, that is not an issue that comes up. Say like someone's concerned about, you know, like an exposure to HIV. That it's just not as common of a thing. So, and then when I practiced in Colorado, like when we moved out there, I mean, I didn't know anything about snake bites. Like no one had snake bites in Chicago, like where I went to medical school. I'm like, I don't know anything about that, you know, or, you know, people flying off their ATVs. Like that wasn't going on in Chicago. So there's some, my point is there's regional like issues in emergency medicine.
Flying off their ATVs.
ATVs. See, they have those in Arizona, right? You know what I'm talking
about. Sure.
Oh, see.
Yeah.
What is that?
Oh, they're, Stella, they're these little, like, what do you call it? They're like four-wheeler kind of.
They're a little vehicle with four wheels that is kind of like something more powerful than a golf cart, but less than a Cooper Mini. And they're open. They're basically just the frame. And people take them into the desert or like rugged terrain.
They take them in fields. Yeah. They have them.
It's like a land version of a jet ski. That's how I think.
Yeah.
That's a great way to put it. Okay. Yeah. Well, when we moved to Colorado, they're like people, you know, getting injured with their ATVs. That was not a thing when I went in, I'm in medical school in Chicago. You know, and again, people, you know, with skiing and snowboarding injuries. So my point is there are local, like, local things you need to learn, but the overall, like heart attack, strokes, you know, alcoholics, withdrawal, all that is kind of abdominal pain. That's like the same everywhere. And so I would say, you know, where I'm at now, you know, obviously, mental health is a giant issue. And again, the ER in the States is the front door with the mental health because people who are in extremis are sent to the ER because you need to get a psych eval to determine if you have to be inpatient psych or, you know, they can't get into whoever. So they're sent, you know, maybe we might are going to adjust their meds or something just short term. We're kind of like the band-aid of the healthcare system. So I just see a lot of that in a lot of, I just people on so many medications.
Yeah.
And now again, I have obviously if you want to call it a selection bias, because the people are all coming who aren't doing well. Mm-hmm. And I see kind of the disjointed healthcare system where there's like a prescription written over here and a prescription written over there, and the people are floating around and they are not connected to like one person. And so there's a lot of duplicative meds. Then I think there's a propensity just to, you know, it's easy to prescribe a med and or increase a dose and feel like, oh, we did something. The yeah. question is, has any of that really shown to help? In at least my reading of the data is it really doesn't. And I just think that the combination effects of medicines, I just don't think that is considered as much as a cause for maybe making people feel worse.